Everybody, welcome to MacGabcast episode 100.
Yes, of 139 regular series episodes.
Two movies.
Five. Yes, season 5, episode 17, Deep Cover, which aired 26th of February, 1990.
All right, and it opens on the IRMA program. And my
The summary. A female scientist designs an innovative sonar detection system for the Phoenix Foundation. No, that's wrong. The shady owner of a submarine company wants to sell her system to a drug smuggling cartel.
It's pretty accurate.
No, it's a stealth system. So it's a sonar spoof.
Which would be
useless.
Well, they also have a whole sonar plot, but then it also gives away a huge twist of the episode that I don't know if they would have initially publicized when it originally aired. Now, it opens on them, MacGyver, Pete, at the IRMA program in some sort of non-restricted warehouse.
Yes. First, it's really bad submarine miniatures in a smoke tank, and then you realize, oh, it is supposed to be a miniature submarine.
At first, you're like, oh, they're supposed to be watching footage of real submarines, and you're like, oh, this is so lame and fake. You're like, no, they're doing a miniature test.
Yes, MacGyver is at the controls while Pete watches. And then uptight science lady is activating her sonar gear.
And in walks in the military guy, whoever he's supposed to be, the head of the program. He's the DEA agent who's been...
No, he's a DEA agent who they might give this to.
Yeah, and he's been, on the front lines. This episode opens with 4.5 minutes of exposition. First, it's explaining what the IRMA program is.
Oh, and you skipped over some of it. So she's keeping the control disk for IRMA, a 3.5-inch floppy, in a CD case, which is a very odd choice. She types in a password.
My mom made her software. My mom made a software for Healthy Alternatives. Her diskettes were also in a CD case.
Oh, okay. That's strange.
They have these CD case inserts they have for diskettes.
Okay. She types in her password, which is Nautilus, and engages the operations disk. Hmm. We find out that IRMA is ready, but the DEA guy is missing. He walks in at the last moment.
How traffic is, and they're like, traffic, yeah, you get pussy.
He's running the submarine interdiction unit. Apparently, the cartel has installed sonar, so now they can't catch them anymore. Except that isn't how sonar really works.
It's the layman explanation. So I'm saying this is all exposition. People don't know what this stuff is. Whoever wrote this is a fucking moron, and I hope they're dead.
He's a hack. Yeah.
Me and you could write this now, or probably even then, but especially now. And I don't know if that's just because media made us smarter, but it's like we're not writers or creative writers.
I suggest that they read a textbook on it, or just perhaps read The Hunt for Red October, which was published 6 years earlier.
They're like literally doing textbook stuff, and Pete's acting is terrible. And then the scientist tells him she's got a hot date, and then Pete's like, "No, I want you to stay and work on this report so we can get it ready for the military or whatever tomorrow." DEA.
Pete can't believe that the cartel can afford sonar.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You can buy it on a fish locator. Why wouldn't they be able to?
It doesn't make any sense.
And it turns out IRMA, the beast they're working on, stands for Echo Regeneration Model Active.
How do you know that? Did they tell you that in the episode?
Yes, they do.
It's weird. Oh, it's weird.
I know. That's on the science login page, perhaps.
They say everything is fucking said. Everything is said like a textbook. Like, everything is said. Like, even when the cocaine traffickers in this next scene. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And basically, it's active stealth spoofing. Yeah. Which works now, thanks to MacGyver's fiddling.
And then the very next scene is these guys selling the submarines.
Oh, well,
the
DEA guy does say that he thinks this has changed the course of the war on drugs.
Yeah, and it's forever. And also Pete asked MacGyver to work on the report, which he refused to do. And this made me realize, MacGyver's just a prick, okay? If it's a little black kid, oh, I'll do anything you want, little black kid. Ask me the first time, no problem. But if it's his best friend, his boss, his old long-lost love, his first answer is always no. No, I'm not going to do that. And it's like played for laughs, like, ha, 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 ha. And he walks away. It's like, no, you're a prick.
Yes, we're introduced.
Your friend's going blind. Your boss, who saved your life many times, is going blind, and you're making him write this report, you douche.
We are introduced to the drug cartel submarine salesman.
Talking to Acne Montana.
Yes, we find out that the DEA used submarines against their sonar, and they're losing $120 million in product.
Yeah, and the Pockmark, Paco, is basically delivering more exposition, telling him how their drug business works and how the drug cartel has been combating the DEA to get drugs into America. And the submarine salesman's just like, he's like, hey, man, we're going to make you win this war. It's like,
yes, when we have the sonar stealth technology.
It's such like, it's not how it works at all. Even the modern day drug subs look like they're homemade. There isn't some facility that paints them and they're numbered, they have serial numbers, and then you buy them officially.
Yes. Science lady says she has a hot date to start cooking for. Pete wants her to stay and finish up the report, which she declines. Pete can't believe it. The lady's in love. Mac won't do the report either, so I guess it's left up to Pete and his shame burrito.
Hey, you know, 6 months ago, I couldn't have turned away from this thing. Yeah, 6 months ago, she wasn't in love. And they keep hitting that 6 months ago thing, and then clearly you're like, oh, okay, I know who this guy is going to be. It's going to be the submarine salesman.
6 months of hot cock does that to a lady.
Yeah, it just confuses her. So, you know, she has to, it's like, oh, she cared about her life and her job, but she finally got laid. And then when she's on her date with her guy, who is the submarine salesman, of course.
She mentions
her dead husband. Now, maybe I didn't catch this in the episode. Did they kill her husband so then they can fuck her? Okay. Because I was like, that would be a really long con.
No, because Larry had died something like 7 years before.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, did they ever address this part? I just missed it. I was like, geez, that's like 8 years, man. Like, at the time it takes them to manufacture the subs, they're like, by the time we're done, she'll be finished with this project. We'll just attach it on with like a drill bit.
Yes. Submaker met her while jogging on the beach.
Yeah, of course. He's like, who knew? I just went out for a run. Who knew that's all I'd get? It's like,
and
really says, gross Cinemax dialogue.
And she says that when Larry died, she never thought she would love anyone ever again.
Then I saw you in those short running dolphin shorts, and I saw your ball sack, and I was like, you know what? I like this guy when he's tied his shoe.
Yes. So we now cut to the film studio standing in place of the Phoenix Foundation Labs, as usual.
Yep.
Pete is driving in and comes across the unmarked blue panel van.
Are you part of the Irma crew? Totally, dude. We're on the pickup crew, man.
With MacGyver's stuntman. Yeah. At the wheel.
That's who it is?
Yes. Driving away the top secret gear in their unsecured, unmarked van.
Yeah, unmarked shitty blue van. Like, it's not even modern. It's like...
Yes. They're being followed and surveilled. So nice operational security there, guys.
Yeah, no OPSEC.
Yes. The van can be taken down by one guy on a dirt bike and another guy with an M16-style rifle.
And the guy on the dirt bike has a pistol.
Yes. But there's only one shot, but it takes out the front tire.
Uh-huh. And then the hippie guy, of course, caves. I'll suck your dick, man. Just don't kill me. Here's the Irma.
Yeah, so we then cut to Mac in his shitty truck, meeting up with the science lady and DEA guy.
And it's like snowing.
Yes, Pete relays that the transport team has been taken and Irma has been stolen. Oh, no.
And then DEA guy shows up with his breath like going out of control.
So, meanwhile, at Shark Submersibles, no joke there, Shark Submersibles, a salesman guy gets his Irma unit. The gunman...
Salesman guy is evil fake boyfriend. They're one and the same.
Gunman reports that the motorcycle guy was caught alive.
What are we going to do about that?
Meanwhile, the Phoenix Foundation science lady is desperately trying to get in touch with evil boyfriend.
And MacGyver and Pete in the next scene are in the room with the DA agent in Pete's office, and MacGyver's tapping away on a pen because that helps.
Well, and it turns out that Motorcycle Guy is really their white-collar computer hacker expert. Yeah, because that's who you get being the motorcycle outrider in a hijacking, the computer nerd.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
In the past, he intercepted modem transactions headed for the Consolidated Bank of Zurich.
So MacGyver's going to go undercover as who? That character from the last episode?
So the hacker then took the money and used it to make a drug buy in Miami.
Yeah.
Because that's what hackers do.
Yeah.
So he's a hacker, drug dealer, and a hijacker. He's a triple threat.
It's pretty good.
Yes. Mac wants the hacker held without bail so he can get back in nerd face as Dexter from the previous episode.
Why would they do these back to back? They must have shot him this way, right? Is this like, Richard D. Anderson like, you know what? I want to do some character work.
Yes.
This is MacGyverism as he plays another character. Like, if you think about it, if we really do the math, what is it like? Maybe 11 Swiss Army knives, 6 duct tapes, 2 chewing gum.
Nerd face.
Yeah, it's now 2 nerd face. It's like nerd face doesn't ever get brought up.
Yes. And so, of course, there's a newspaper about Mac being a famous hijacker, computer hacker in the newspaper that the hijacker is reading.
Hey, you're the guy that helped murder all his horses. Yep, that's me, man.
Yeah, they then nerd bond.
What were you doing? You know, I logged in and stole the credentials. No wonder it was so easy for you.
Yes. Irma is found to be useless without the operations disk.
Yeah. And so, of course, evil boyfriend is now going to try to contact the lady.
Yes, but they play this wrong. Well, first off, he calls evil science lady from his evil submarine lair, which is just not smart.
Yeah, it's very not smart. And he tells her to come there. It's life or death, and she needs her help. And
well, basically, he figures that she's put it together, but just won't admit it, which makes no fucking sense.
And then he basically explains that he's like being forced into this and being held at gunpoint. He didn't want to do it, but he really fell in love with her, and he truly does love her, and it's not his fault, and he didn't want to rob her.
Yes, but they
really should have
played that a bit better.
I know, because the guy just holding him barely at gunpoint.
Dexter nerds and bonds with the hacker drug dealer hijacker.
Mm-hmm.
And here's
then
the thing.
He reports back to Pete from the prison phone or the jail phone.
But here's the thing. So hacker's in jail. How does he know they have need of another hacker and have a password that they need to crack?
Jail phone.
I don't know.
That crappy old crusty phone, there's no way they have anything recording that.
Yeah. So it seems like they really should have had evil boyfriend being played as if he was a hardcore hostage.
Yeah, he's really not playing up at all. He's more like part of this kind of... He's like a Steve Guttenberg meets a slightly Spanish guy.
Yes. Bad guy has bailed out Mac, and he's going undercover despite Pete saying otherwise.
I don't think it's a good idea, MacGyver.
Yes. DEA guy now pins Gwen as being the leak, and she just took the operations desk. Oh, no.
What is she doing?
Yes, and Pete is now introduced to her evil boyfriend. Mac is now introduced to evil boyfriend. Mac
is escorting the snow into shark in submersibles.
Yes, Mac's pretending to be a nerd. Problem A, he needs a disc. Problem B, he needs to write a password cracker. And here comes science lady.
And Pete and DEA agent are in her apartment, sniffer panties.
Well, science lady finds out her boyfriend isn't being held captive because he's a horrible actor.
Yep.
And then outs MacGyver. So apparently the jig is up. She's just an all-around fuck-up.
Yeah, she's the worst.
She says she wouldn't give them the password if her life depended on it. But what about MacGyver's life? Does she care about him?
Not that much.
Apparently not, really.
No.
So they lock Mac in an old submarine in a heated water tank, which is very strange.
Yeah, I don't understand the danger. It's going to get real warm in there, buddy. Real warm.
But it's leaky, so the water starts leaking in when they drop him in.
And this is how MacGyver is going to have to, of course, do his first MacGyverism of the episode, unless you count Nerd Face, which I do not.
Yes, he spots an oxygen bottle, and then as they lower him into the water and it starts pouring in, either she spills or he drowns.
It almost looks like a sauna. And I'm sure they had to heat it because it's so fucking cold outside. You're going to do a water stunt in the middle of winter. That shit better be 70 degrees. I know. It better be 70 degrees. Yeah. It better be warm enough.
And he won't let Mac out until she demonstrates Irma to his buyers.
Yeah, you got to demonstrate. Otherwise, MacGyver's going to die.
Mac also spots a first aid kit and a flare gun. Something you would definitely have in a submarine, along with a 100% oxygen bottle.
Yeah, an old decrepit submarine with nothing else in it. There's three items.
Pete finds a pen on science lady's desk after sniffing panties for shark submersibles. And it's one of those ones where you tip it down and like the bikini would come off and make the lady look naked. But this is a moving submarine.
And then he tells the DA guy, I'm going to jack off this for a minute. He's like, no, it's a submarine, Pete. He's like, oh, shit, my eyes.
Yes. And Mac is rigging something with the flare gun. Evil sub guy then tells henchmen to drown Mac as soon as they leave. So Mac rigs up the flare gun to remote fire with some string and cracks open the oxygen bottle while underwater. It misfires. He has to refit the string and pulls it off and blows off the top of the submarine, which wouldn't actually happen. It would just cause a very bad fire, probably.
Yeah, it's like now you're going to drown and burn to death.
Yes. So we cut to Pete showing up at the... Oh,
sharks and submarines.
Yeah. Well, no. Pete's there. He rescues Mac.
Yeah. MacGyver's already out of the water. He's like, "What are you doing in the water? You taking a hot spring?"
And then we cut to them showing up the Salmon Fleet dock, probably on the banks of the Mighty Fraser River. where a ship with a submarine on its back is getting ready to push off. Pete goes for help while Mac sneaks aboard.
He almost said a boot.
Okay. Science Lady has a nice confab with the cartel guys, where, of course, she's left alone with them and lets on that doesn't really work. Got to get all the bugs out. It's not really ready. She really sells it that Irma is a piece of shit and then sees Mac in the window.
Yeah, this is a really terrible episode, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not as bad as the most recent ones, but it's not good.
So Mac figures a way to rescue her by getting a giant inflatable life raft out of a canister, runs into the room where they are, grabs Science Lady and inflates the raft to take out the cartel guys. If only they had guns or knives with which to pop this large raft. Or the ability to yell, help, help, help.
Nah.
Yes. Mac gets a life jacket and uses that to pull over a henchman, which incapacitates him. He then punches him out before he's able to yell. And then Mac ties the boat back up.
To the dock.
Yes. And then Science Lady goes wandering. Mac takes out other henchmen by hoisting him up by his belt.
Yeah, it would have snapped his spine.
A super atomic wedgie.
Yeah, maybe, but the way his back moves, it's like, it's horrible.
More a kidney. It would have been breaking internal organs, crushing his pelvis.
Oh, nice.
So Mac has to now avoid being
escape
shot.
The pistol guy, pistol boyfriend.
Evil boyfriend. Then Science Lady clocks him with a lead pipe, and he falls to his death.
Yeah, she bashes his skull in.
More across the back.
I know, but
he falls to his death.
He falls 7 feet, dude. He falls
to his death.
But he falls 7 feet. He died from the blunt impact trauma. Even if you fell 7 feet on your face from the top deck of a boat to the lower deck of a boat, at worst, you break your nose.
I think that snapped his neck.
Okay.
Yes. So luckily, the cartel was completely unarmed and unable to escape. Pussies.
Yeah, and this one cuts away with the DEA agent now putting a pin on the map, and then MacGyver and Pete have a moment, and douche, it cuts right there and stops. Really?
Well, we find
episode.
Out that all charges have been dropped against Gwen, that science lady, but she lost her job. And Irma has already paid off. They caught 42 million of blow, all of 250 pounds.
Pete's like, make that 41 million.
And they have won a battle, but not the war on drugs.
You said Mayim Bialik was in this episode or the next episode?
Maybe not the next one, but one coming up.
Yeah, one coming up, and then she does two or three of them, he said.
Two from now. So the lesson we learn is, yay for the drug war.
Mm. Yeah, it's very Dare 1990, this episode. It's so wrapped up in that bullshit. And it's so weird to reflect on it now, but even see it from this angle, it's still... it feels very propaganda-ish.
Yes, and next week we get The Lost Amadeus, which really seems like an episode written to be a Penny Parker episode, but they couldn't get her.
Hey, where's that dumb cunt we hate? Hey, I don't know if I want to do this episode. Penny Parker is always a stupid bitch.
So they replaced her with another equally ditzy broad. But I'm pretty sure it's a Penny Parker episode that they just rejigged.
Well, I can't wait to see Slutty Samantha, whoever the fucking character is.
And what? Only 39 episodes left, 2 movies and 1 pilot.
And you said MacGruber.
And MacGruber. Okay, it's 3 movies. Two made-for-TV movies, 1 movie,
and there's
and
like
one
a
pilot.
There's like a faggy Stargate episode that's about MacGyver, I think. Maybe 2? I don't know.
No, there's just a joke about MacGyverisms.
Okay, good. All right, fine. Well, that's dumb. They don't exist. The show made up the term MacGyverisms, then quickly abandoned the idea of them. I can't believe you're still watching the show. Why do we even make podcasts?
I don't know.
Bam, bam, bam.
Listen to Pod Gods, and we'll tell you why.
Yeah, actually, that's a good show. You should listen, but while you can.
Bye-bye.
Bam, bam, bam. It's probably the opening theme now, actually. We cut this off last time, but they're playing the opening a lot now. So at the end, it just starts playing the opening theme.